This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Obviously, today we heard Andrew Berry's press conference in the 3 o'clock hour. I believe 90% of the questions were about the Quinshon Judkins situation. And Andrew Berry went to significant lengths to talk about their process and their confidence in their process. And not just in terms of educating players on what not to do, but also going to the other direction, saying, you know, in terms of the vetting process of prospects, and, you know, how much work they've done to get that right. And Daniel Oyafusi of ESPN, NFL reporter, Browns reporter, excuse me, quote tweeting his original video of Andrew Berry's opening statement today, and saying, in an incident report released by the Fort Lauderdale Police Department after Andrew Berry's news conference, the alleged victim claimed there has been prior incidents of domestic violence, but nothing to the point of what occurred in that case. So it would be interesting if the Browns knew something about that. It's becoming harder for the Browns to say, well, we vetted this and nothing came up.
No, it's becoming much harder to defend in many ways. And I mean, again, it's tough, too, because if she didn't report anything, then the Browns would be like, well, where's the trail for us to figure this all out? But if this has been going on for... Because remember, they dated, and then they broke up for like 6 months, according to the first initial police report, and then they started seeing each other again. Like, the way that this police report and the way that this reads from the Fort Lauderdale Police Department, sounds like Judkins has been, if you believe this to be true, a pretty bad dude for a while.
Yeah, and it just, this continues to be why, at some point, you just can't defend. And like, to me, this is the stuff that actually, like, the drafting stuff, okay, I can give you, like, getting at a first rounder and in a certain amount of time. That's tough to kind of to bring up there. I also understand if you don't have first rounders, you might be more inclined to take risks on guys just because you're trying to get as much talent as you can in the building. At this point, though, that's a lot of not working out. It's a lot of guys getting in trouble as soon as they get here or somewhere around there. And, you know, listen, man, I just want to like my team. And I know they're not going to be, you know, 53 altar boys. I know that. I'm very comfortable with speeding tickets. And I understand guys get in trouble in situations where alcohol or something else is involved. And I have a ton of empathy on stuff like that. But I mean, the fact that specifically Deshaun, Mike Hall Jr., and in fairness, Mike has not been in the news for a year since his issue with his girlfriend, but, you know, Mike Hall Jr. and now Quinshon. It's like, man, I got to tell you, the one of the things that is really, really, really tough to just stomach in any way is when it's violence in any way, physical, sexual, or otherwise, towards women. And at some point, like, that matters to me as much as, okay, what does the on-the-field stuff look like?
Yeah. I mean, it's just that it's real tough. The situation is supposed to be getting easier around Judkins, and it's getting harder and harder. And I don't know. I kind of wish, in many ways, Andrew Berry would do another press conference, and we could maybe figure out what he thinks now. Because in many ways, for myself even, I'm just thinking about this. And if domestic violence has been going on for a while, and all these prior incidents, just... it's bad news.
Well, in fairness, The report doesn't say whether they've been reported yet. So that is something. But I mean, I would imagine this. Listen, anybody who has any knowledge of domestic violence, anyone who has any knowledge or personal experience with domestic violence knows, yeah, it doesn't tend to be a one-off thing.
Yeah, and I
with
think
like one specific partner, it tends to be an ongoing issue.
Yeah, that's kind of what made it scary in the first police report that you read and how it went down, because it wasn't as if it felt like it was like a, you know, it was just a one time situation for Judkins and he just lost his cool and all that. Like, it just didn't feel that way. And now this doesn't help in any way at all. It makes me feel very uneasy. The whole entire thing, Nick. It just does. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and so listen, this is a tertiary thing of what we're talking about. The thing that we're talking about, which is the football team that we love and have grown up loving and, you know, have a complicated relationship with just on wins and losses alone, that they've got a real issue with bringing in character concern guys, and then the character concern guys give you more concern. That is an honest to goodness, that is a real problem and something that needs to be addressed more so than take our word for it, because, hey, we've got a thorough process, right? I mean, I respect how tough it is to get this right. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, I mean, one you intentionally brought here knowing the allegations against him and how fans reacted and how that was. And I think, you know, NFL teams, I think the Browns have done this too. They play the zero-sum game of, if we win, you're not going to care. Yeah, and then you're not winning. And by the way, people do care. There are people that I know stopped being Browns fans because of the Deshaun thing.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who become incredibly cynical about the Browns, even if they still root for them in their heart of hearts. They're still very cynical about this organization as led by Andrew Berry. So at some point, the burden of proof does become on Andrew Berry. And I think that's where, like, I respect what he said today and what he's trying to convey, the message. Yeah, I'd respect more if we didn't have guys every year with some level of violence against women being brought into the community. I think I'd respect it a little bit more, because not all arrests are created equal. And there's a lot of ways to be empathetic by a lot of these young guys, because a lot of them are incredibly young guys and they get money or they have money. And there's I believe in the idea of immaturity. And honestly, even when it comes to guys who do screw up in this vein, I do believe in the idea that you can get better, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think Ray Rice and how he handled that situation truly proved that a man can take his worst moment and own it, as he tried to do in his involvement in women's shelters in Baltimore, which I believe still goes on to this day. Because I think there was an article about it here over the last couple of years that I remember reading about. So just doing it in and of itself is bad enough. But I do believe that second chances exist. And I do believe that people who make these awful decisions can rehabilitate themselves. That's second to this. Like, at some point, you just saying, hey, we try to educate them. Okay. It doesn't seem like education's a problem. Seems like whatever your process is with this matter isn't good enough. And I could say, when you said with Deshaun, we take this seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, then you had your owner come out and say, if his name is Joe Smith, he wouldn't be here. So there's already an element, a touch of moral relativism played by the Browns organization in broad daylight. Okay. And then what are we going to do to restrict this further? Well, maybe instead of education, you just don't draft the guys with signs of this. Because I'll be honest with you. If anything comes...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sound, Jonathan.
Yeah?
That they knew about this, or that there were incidents at Ole Miss.
Or something that they got wind of and just kind of ignored.
Or something that it would be impossible not to get wind of. If you have a team of researchers and fixers and everything, I don't know that I could ever really truly respect this organization again, as constructed today. At some point, like, hey man, we're trying. No. To hell with that. There, at some point, your job is to bring in great football players, sure, but to build a culture. And if every year you're bringing one of these guys in that's a cultural nightmare, and you know it, or you just aren't doing the due diligence, or your due diligence is calling people that just really like the guy in question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, you got to do better than that. And so, again, like, I want to be fair to this situation that just because the alleged victim claims there's prior incidents of domestic violence, it doesn't necessarily mean that these were that went made its way to the police. It doesn't, but man, at some point the evidence is so damning and so frustrating. If you're gonna be bad at football, can we just have good guys playing? Like, the Browns were awful when Jamie Meador played here. That dude had a great heart, and I just enjoyed watching him play football.
Yeah.
Right? I'm trying to think of some of the other. Andrew Hawkins was just one of the coolest dudes ever. And, yeah, I would have loved to see him win more games here in Cleveland, but I could at least fall back on, hey, man, the good dudes.
And it does. It feels like they almost owe us a crop of good dudes after Deshaun Watson and everything that went down there. It feels like they owe us someone to root for. That's what makes the Judkins part. There's a lot that makes it so sad, but that's a big part of what makes it so sad is people are so excited to watch him play football and so excited to have a Buckeye in uniform being the running back and trying to replace Nick Chubb. And it gets very sad. And, you know, amidst all this, Nick, I don't even know if he was asked about it or not, but, like, there's Devin Bush as well.
Yeah.
We didn't bring him up yet today in the slightest bit. I don't know if he was asked because we were in and out with that press conference and paying a lot of attention to the Judkins side of things. But there's a guy right there, another prime example of what we're talking about.
You can't be bad at football and bring all this to the doorstep and then just, well, we're going to take your word for it. And Radu on Twitter said something I thought. He said, do the Browns have investigators who look into the backgrounds of anyone? You know who used to do a great job at kind of telling us, giving us the insight on this, was Mike Lombardi. And Mike always talked about how he had people kind of everywhere that, like, a network of people.
He works like a mafia syndicate.
Yeah.
you know what I mean?
But in fairness, like, I don't know.
Well, and so what I've been wondering this entire time, and listen, so I've done a lot of extensive research in Judkins and trying to figure out if, like, just personally, if there was any sort of anything in any sort of spot. But, like, now that we have all the info that we do, did Lane Kiffin know something at Ole Miss?
Yeah.
Like, think about it. Think about how talented Judkins was. Yep. And then they let him, in the age where Kiffin and Ole Miss is paying players, they just said no to someone that talented and that good. They were like, yeah, no, we're cool with it. Oh, you can go get more money elsewhere. Kiffin's paying everybody right now. Like, shouldn't that have raised some sort of alarm somewhere? Like, we have no evidence of it. I've searched high and low to try to find something that gave off concerns that Ole Miss had with Judkins. I would bet a lot of money. I feel very comfortable betting a lot of money that they knew something wasn't on the up and up after what we've unearthed and figured out since then.
And JP,
he was too good of a player.
You and I know enough people around sports in general. If there's something out there, someone knows. I mean, it's you do not have to kick over many rocks if a guy has a history of domestic violence or character concerns to whatever level. You don't have to kick him over. This is why, like, the Johnny Manziel stuff and the Justin Gilbert stuff was incredibly avoidable. You just had to listen. But if you don't want to hear the information, yeah. Oh, hey, we kicked over some rocks. Mm-hmm. Okay, not all rocks are created equal. In fairness, but also, did you actually listen to what is, okay, you know, here's another great point. What actually discounts a guy from you drafting him?
Well, that's what we don't know right now with the Browns. We don't know what that that line is. We don't know what that measurement is. And it's different for every team involved, right? It just is. You know, the Eagles have a different line than what some teams where they just immediately say thanks but no thanks. You know,
and I think so. That's a point. The Eagles have openly drafted guys with culture concerns, and they have made it work. And by made it work, I mean I have not Jalen Carter his reckless speeding thing mm-hmm. where a teammate and another woman were killed.
Yep.
Yeah, hadn't done that yet. Have not heard about Jalen and domestic violence. So yet they bring these guys in. So either they're better at investigating these guys and finding out what is a one-off incident and or whatever, or they're just much better at actually taking care of these issues as they arise and help guys avoid them.
But there are some teams that just instantly say no. I know the Ford family in Detroit have made it kind of like a mission of theirs to like they just if there's any red flag of any sorts, they don't go down that path. And it's interesting how there aren't as nearly as many of those type of teams having those. I'm not even going to call it principles, but just saying like we can't separate the art from the artist. There's so few of those relative to what it feels like there used to be.
So Daniel Oyafusi, on a quote tweet of the initial lengthy opening statement from GM Andrew Berry, has given us more information on the story that is available on ESPN.com. In an incident report released by the Fort Lauderdale Police Department after this news conference, the alleged victim claimed there's been prior incidents of domestic violence, but nothing to the point of what occurred in this specific case here. And so that does, honestly, this makes Andrew Berry look worse because he gave you a veritable word salad today on the process. And I would say took a victory lap. I don't want to say that, but defended to great lengths the team's attempts to curtail these issues. And then Quinshon was like the one guy. He was like the one guy that we personally at Ohio State had never heard of anything. There was the weird way he left Ole Miss, which is what you pointed out there. But again, it's not, I'm a radio host in Cleveland. I shouldn't have to call up down to Lane Kiffin and be like, this dude a dirtbag or not?
Right, right.
That's the team's job. And it sure looks like this extra piece of information sure doesn't look good for Andrew Berry after everything he said today. In case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Yeah.
host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.